Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Buddy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Leroy Butler, the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Packer Hall of Famer. He wore 36, number one in your hearts. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is Radio.com Sports MLB Insider John Heyman. Insider calls are brought to you by the Dell Technology Small Business Podference podcast series, available on radio.com/Dell. John, thanks a lot for coming on, man. And you were out in front of this story today with everybody having their meeting last night, Rob Manfred and Tony Clark, and the deal coming together, not officially done as of yet, but a lot closer than it was, say, 24 hours ago.
Yeah, I think everybody feels good about it. I would say it's close, not done. You're right. The meeting is what did it. Commissioner Manfred instigated the meeting. They met face-to-face in Arizona, and I heard early on it was very productive, and then I was hearing that it's going to lead to a deal. But, of course, there's always those caveats. The owners have to sign off on it. The players have to sign off on it. We see no reason that the players would disagree with Tony Clark and the owners would disagree with Rob Manfred. So we're pretty sure this is going to get done. But that's why it's close. Hopefully within the next day or two we can say we do have baseball. But we feel pretty good about it right now.
John, let's go back a little bit. I think this is where Manfred messed up. When he said he put out, you know, him and Clark, I guess the lawyers were having the discussions, and eventually they took it over themselves. But back when the lawyers were talking about it, you know, Manfred said something to the fact he can almost mandate the guys to play a 48 game. I'm paraphrasing, of course, 48 games and get them, make them play. I don't think when he went back to the owners, they expected the players to say, okay, fine, we'll accept that. We'll accept that. Yeah. What's your time and place? Now they didn't have a backup plan. Now they got to get to this, come out to Phoenix so we can start dialogue.
Yeah, I think the union did a good job there. They said they called his comment a bluff, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And said, you know, all right, we'll play, let's go. And, but then they added that they would file a grievance, which he didn't want to hear that either. So they need to have an agreement so they can get the expanded playoffs, which the owners really wanted. And I think the players are okay with it. They wouldn't have okayed it, though, if the season was mandated. They would have gone for the grievance. This is much happier. We'll have expanded playoffs. We'll have a longer season. No word yet on exactly how long, but should be somewhere close to 70 games. That it doesn't seem to have been either finalized or revealed yet. So there may still be a little bit of haggling to go, but everybody's very optimistic that we will have a season, and that is the main thing. But I think you make a good point. The union did a good job there at the end of the negotiations. I think MLB has been used to getting their way, and the players showed some big backbone there to get their prorated pay at a better number of games.
Oh, I must say, you've been doing a magnificent job yourself, because we've been following you, of course, and you've been spot on all the way. But let me go say this, John. Now, Dr. Fauci said that he wouldn't feel comfortable with them pushing baseball in the fall. Do you think they had something to do with maybe them trying to end it September 27th so they can get it in before the end of, before the fall season comes?
Yeah, I think there's a number of factors there. They have their own medical expert who is telling them similar things. So they are concerned about getting the playoffs in, and they are going to be played in October. That's when they have the deal with the TV network. So they wanted to keep to that. I think they probably wanted to avoid, I don't know if they would tell you this, but avoid more conflict with the NBA or the NFL and have the October as usual. And the pandemic, definitely an issue. They do have their own medical expert. It's somebody other than Dr. Fauci, but somebody who concurs that it's an issue. But, of course, even the most expert of the experts isn't really sure exactly what's going to happen with the pandemic. It's, you know, it's a little bit of a mystery, but it's good to listen to him and have him around telling us what we should be concerned about. And MLB definitely is concerned about it.
Talking about Radio.com Sports MLB Insider John Heyman here on the Wendy's Big Show. Expanded playoffs, a number out there saying they're going from 10 to 16. Is this a point easily agreed upon by both sides this entire time? Or is this something that got talked about and agreed upon today or last night?
Well, the MLB wanted the expanded playoffs to have the increased revenue. And I think generally the players have been on the same page in terms of the expanded playoffs. But if the season was going to be mandated short, they were not going to agree to the expanded playoffs because the money at the playoffs goes to the owners for the most part, other than the fan share that they get. And we don't know if we're having any fans. So, you know, the players playing hardball there said they weren't going to agree to the expanded playoffs if the season was mandated, and they were going to file a grievance. So MLB wanted the expanded playoffs. They wanted the grievance, and they're going to give up the prorated, and the number of games is probably going to look pretty decent for the players when it's finally finalized.
Yeah, I think one of the things I was telling Steve about, I was waiting to see if any owners would say anything, and then the Yankees owner, I think, said, hey, you need to get back to negotiating, get back to talking. I said, somebody's open, because normally Manfred just spoke for all these guys. But do you think that was kind of different, seeing an owner speak out like that and giving what
he thinks? Yeah, they hadn't said much other than a couple of comments about how they were losing a lot of money. You know, there was nothing encouraging from the owners until this. And turns out that Randy Levine, the president of the Yankees, was onto something. They needed to get together. They did get together last night, as it turns out. It was quiet. Nobody knew about it until today. And that was probably a good sign because all the negative stuff really rushed out quickly.
But, John, why take so long to get together? I mean, that I guess that's the thing for me. When this all started 2-3 weeks ago, why not just start that way versus having it play out in emails and social media?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think there's any love lost between the sides, and then you're in a pandemic. Then do you say, well, I really don't love this guy. Do I want to travel across the country to meet the guy I don't love?
You know, that's true.
To, you know, keep it to Zoom at the best. And then even that didn't go well, and it's got to be email. So finally, though, you know, the baseball has to avoid the black eye of canceling a season over economics. I mean, it's one thing if it's COVID and it's too much of a health risk and they cancel it over that, but to cancel it over money when we know there's a lot of money out there would have just been a big black eye for baseball that they really never would have gotten past. So this had to get done. It's still, as I said, not completely done, but they are getting close, as I said.
John, help me out with a little something. We were talking about, because we watched the Long Gone Summer a little bit, you know, the documentary with Sosa and McGuire, of course. I mean, because a lot of people don't really remember all that stuff going on, but, you know, Major League Baseball, these guys hitting all these home runs, people thought they were using PED use for whatever reason. And baseball at the time brought a lot of viewership watching this. You know, why do you think these guys, sooner or later, and I threw out A-Rod, I just threw his name out there, not Bonds, but A-Rod, sooner or later, one of these guys are going to get into the Hall of Fame, or do you think, for the most part, no PED alleged use for any of these guys, none of them will ever get in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one. I mean, there are a number of voters who will just not vote for any PED guys, and whether that's more than the 25%, I couldn't swear to it. Bonds and Clemens, their time is running short here. They're going to have to make a quick move to get in, and those are all-time greats. You know, if they don't get in, you know, it's tough to see too many other guys getting in. The one guy I think will be David Ortiz. Now, he was on that survey list of 2002 or 2003. He was on that list. And, you know, he had just such a reputation for such a fine and clutch fellow, and it was a survey test. It was not a test that was going to bring any punishment, and we never would have found out. I believe it was the New York Times that reported it. But he seems to gone fairly unscathed, considering that did come out. So, you know, he was on that list. I mean, at this point, you know, that list, some people will say, wasn't official because they didn't weren't able to challenge it. So we are never sure what went on there. So it's a little bit questionable, but he's on the PED list, and I think David Ortiz probably will get in.
John,
as far as the other guys, I don't think they're getting in.
John, one last question for you. There was a report out, I think it was Ken Rosenthal, that said there were six owners that apparently didn't want the season to even return for Major League Baseball. How much of an issue could that be going forward if that's true?
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate that they were fed up and wanted to just cancel the season. But I think if Commissioner Manfred's out there negotiating with Tony Clark, he must have been authorized to do whatever he did. I know he said in his statement in which he said that he and Tony are on the same page and they need to talk to their constituencies now. But I got to feel that he had a pretty good idea where they stood as a whole. I don't disagree, though, that there are several hardliners and I say several, but not more than seven. It takes eight to scuttle a deal, and I think that ultimately it's not going to be an issue. I think the report is accurate, though, that there are, you know, in that range, six to eight, that were fed up enough to consider pulling the plug on a season, but I don't think they're going to get their way.
There you go. John Heyman, thanks so much for coming on, man. Always
John,
fun to have you on. Have a good day.
Man.
Good
really
job.
Appreciate it.
All right, great talking to you guys. See you later.
Take care. There he is. That was Radio.com Sports MLB Insider John Heyman. All Insider Calls are brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference podcast series, available on Radio.com/Dell. And John joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion outgrown your home, Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
So if Ortiz get in because of a technicality thing type, that may not look good, I don't think. It'll be unfair to him, though. That guy's clutch, man. I don't care what nobody says.
I just don't know if he gets.
I
don't.
Ortiz.
I'm not convinced he's getting in either.
Man,
I respect what John said.
Popping,
I understand. I respect what John's saying, obviously.
I respect
but
it too.
All I'm saying is, I just don't think any of them are getting in. I honestly don't. I think the best chance.
Alex Rodriguez getting in.
The best chance any of them have of getting in is when these older writers are out and these guys that are in their 20s now that are all about numbers, don't really care about the PEDs and all that other stuff. Once they get their chance to kind of dominate the voting, then, you know, in 20 years, maybe then those guys start to get in eventually once this stat-driven era that we currently have, these younger writers that are coming up and are all about the numbers, maybe then those guys will get in at that point. Because it doesn't appear to me that a lot of the younger people really could give two rips about whether or not there's cheating going on. Anyhow, the people that care the most about whether or not there's cheating going on is players that played in that era. They still care. Yeah. And the writers that are up there in age and that respect the sport almost like a religion to a certain degree of how everything is supposed to be. And there doesn't seem to be that same reverence from the younger demographic by any stretch of the imagination. He is Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. It is the Wendy's Big Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.